Hey, man, what's going on this morning? How's everybody doing out there? Woody, my gosh, man, the league was busy, and it wasn't even just cutting down yesterday, getting a little closer to 53, although there is still a lot of work to do here in South Florida, as well as around the National Football League with guys injured and guys you might be picking off practice squads, and it's and then guys' deals getting done. Woody, didn't we talk yesterday, not to jump out of the South Florida deal? We'll get into that for a lot of the show like we always do. Terry McLaurin, three-year, $96 million done. I know what you're thinking, Woody. I was thinking the same thing. Why wouldn't you just get this friggin' deal done like 3 weeks ago? 2 weeks ago. Why not? Then Trey Hendrickson. They somehow figure out to add on $14, $15 million and give him a one-year $30 million. He's back, and why in the hell didn't you come up and get creative with this 2 weeks ago? And then on top of that, we got quarterbacks, and by the way, a couple of lifetime backup quarterbacks I'd like to introduce to you, Kenny Pickett and Sam Howell. They are officially now on record pace for amount of teams, which guys that had started, got some starts in the league. Team said no thank you, the next team said no thank you, and in some cases the next team said thank you, as those guys have now, I believe this is their fourth team for both of those guys. It's always amazing. Three teams give up on you and go, we've seen enough, and there's somebody out there that goes, no, I've seen him play. He's okay for a backup. So that's that part of the deal. And then, of course, I saw something yesterday I wanted to share with you from one of the best rosters in the NFL, if we agree. Woody, first of all, you'd agree. We talk about Philadelphia. We talk about Detroit when healthy. Probably two of the best three or four rosters in football.
Yeah, I can live with that, sure.
So yesterday, Dan Campbell had something that was really, really good. And just a reminder for all of us. With all the guys they had injured, and they still won 15 games, and their whole defense was wiped out, and yet, and they lost early in the playoffs. Dan Campbell said this: we are going to need the best 69 players we can find. How do we keep them? All of them, because we will need them. That's the challenge. And I thought, wow, it's pretty good. Woody, we just kind of talk about the 53, and we don't talk about all those injuries and how important the 16 on the practice squad can be. And then on top of it, that they're done, right? People are going to rip their practice squad team apart. Whoever they cut,
yeah,
people are going to be grabbing their
cut. We found that out last year the hard way, how important some of those practice squad guys can be, right? How we were fishing on other practice squads.
We were bringing in guys on the practice squad for like 2 days and go, no, that's enough. You've seen how we work. You're in. We need you to play. But
hey, man, that's, by the way, if you have a good practice, that's pretty impressive, because a lot of these teams don't have depth at any of these positions, right?
No.
I think our team would be included in that
conversation. So Dan Campbell was kind of setting people up for, like, how this thing is, and he said how hard it is, and he goes, you're trying to keep the best 53, basically, because the next 16 are important, but you also know when you have one of the best rosters, people are going to be picking your young guys. Would not be surprised if the Miami Dolphins, who practice with them all week, would not be surprised. The reason I bring this up is the Miami Dolphins were to grab one of the Lions players, right? They got kicked around pretty good until the preseason game, but I'm guessing they're looking and going, okay, they can't keep everybody. And we'll see. By the way, you can add some more positions with all the Dolphin news we have today. Got to be 53, by the way, today by 4. It's going to be a wild day. I think there's going to be more, I call them mini trades. Hopefully the Dolphins jump in the mini trade business too. If it's somebody can upgrade their roster, I'm guessing they will. We also got some news that Jason Sanders is going to be out for a while. Ouch. By the way, ouch. 37 of 41, 1250 plus yard field goals. And if you forgot for some reason, some of them were real big to help you late in games last year to get to the amount of wins you had. So, and I know there's a lot of guys out there, veteran kickers, that you can bring in and and probably will do a pretty good job. But yeah, they're saying it's a hip problem. Somebody reported, I thought it might be groin, but they're saying it's hip. And so we got some guys, Eichenberg, nobody knows, Andrew Meyer. Jalen Wright now looks like he's not going to be ready for the first game. I don't know what they're going to do there. Excuse me. Ashton Davis, Jason Sanders, and Ethan Bonner with the hamstring. The hammy on a fast guy. So Mike Hilton released, no surprise. Woody, how many weeks they've been telling us we know what he can do? We want to see what everybody else can do. Yeah. Boy, is that the kiss of death when a veteran guy hears that.
Just to go back to the Sanders thing, that's a crusher, man. Like that, I saw that news pop up. I go, boy, that's a problem. You know how important that position has become.
My guys were trying to sell me during the game that the coach just wanted to see somebody in case they got in a situation. I was going, no, that's not true.
Yeah.
Especially on that little kickoff, like Jason needs to always work on that and kicking as high as you can right down to the goal line. And I don't buy it. And sure enough, he got hurt in the pregame. Something had just strange, right? He's done it for all these years and been really good and durable and never seems to have any problems. And
never thought we'd be talking about durability at that position.
Yes.
But here we are, right?
Yeah. So I don't know what happened in warm up or if it was bothering him during the week and he thought he could kick his way through it, but he's out. Farrell Brown, the tight end, also was cut. They're blocking tight end. So I just kind of look before people start going, okay, this guy's going to be on, this guy's going to be on. I think they're going to be looking for a running back just because they're so injured. They only started the season with four. I thought they're a little light in the pants on the running back position to start with, not knowing that everybody's brother would be hurt and Ollie Gordon would be like, hey, you're the number one guy for the third preseason game. We don't have anybody else. So brought in a couple of guys who, by the way, they released both of them yesterday, not to sound cold. I believe they had 13 cuts yesterday, Woody. So there is still a lot of work. I think they've already started to tell some of these guys, we're hoping we can keep you on the practice squad and nobody takes you. And then the Miami Dolphins are going to be doing the same thing and starting to look.
Is it weird how many injuries, though? Like, I guess all the teams are dealing with it, but, man, it just seems like a lot. We haven't even started the season. It sounds like we're in the middle of the season and coming off of a bye week trying to fill some holes here, right?
Woody,
like,
it's such a great call by you. It is the weirdest thing for guys that don't play that much preseason, if any, in some cases. And we're sitting here with so many injuries. Not us, but everybody. This is not just a Dolphin thing. You can go across. Hell, we had a couple guys that Eichenberg, he sounded like he signed his contract and he was injured. Andrew Meyer was a cup of coffee in practice. The guy that's really come on as a free agent center, he's out. And they're not even putting a timetable on that. Ashton Davis, I felt like he barely practiced, and I saw him out there getting a little help getting around on a little scooter. It's just for guys that you kind of had penciled in. Well, you had them penciled in to be on this roster from day one. And you're going, wow, we're not there. So a lot of work to be done. I think the league, like I said, is going to be full before these last cuts. All these general managers are talking right now. And if we really like something, like somebody, we're going to try to get them. Maybe somebody likes one of our guys and we'll do the same thing. And then on top of that, all the NFL news about what are we going to do with all these great veteran players. Well, yesterday, Trey Hendrickson got his, and Terry McLaurin got his, and Micah Parsons looks like one miserable human being.
What are they doing to that guy?
I don't know.
This is just stupidity by them.
I don't
know. He's going to get paid, right? I mean, that's not probably how this is going
to
end.
Well, everybody is saying, Jerry's starting to do interviews, I see, with everybody out there saying, listen, I've offered him more money than anybody outside of a quarterback in this league. And I don't know what the holdup is. And, you know, I don't know what Jerry's problem is with dealing with agents. I guess he's been getting around this for a long time, dealing directly. I know it pisses agents off. Agents get paid a lot of money, especially on his contract and on a quarterback contract. And I think they like to be in on, and they should be. That's why you hire them. all the fine print on everything and guaranteed money and what's guaranteed money really mean and all those other things that come with it. And, you know, being at OTAs and trying to put, you know, get guys to show up more if we give you this new contract. And so it's a weird one, man. And, they're going to look, I hate to say you're going to, you know, the team is always bigger than any one player, but boy, that guy, I know he missed three or four games last year with injury, but still, he's still a sack a game and impactful with the way he runs around. He's just incredible and doomed to be a defensive player of the year here real soon. I'm not sure what you're doing. Like, you've told everybody you're not getting rid of him. You've got him basically under contract this year and next year. But he is, and by the way, don't think he doesn't know exactly what he's doing when he decides to lie down on the training table on the sideline
during a game.
Look straight up in the air. That wasn't for Jerry Jones to go.
That was pretty cool, by the way. I actually like that.
You did?
As long as not us having to deal with it, I'm fine with it.
How about the head coach going, oh, I'm going to have to talk to him about that.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
He's going to talk to you about his contract.
No, that was beautiful, though, man. That was right out of the Jimmy Butler playbook.
There. That was kind of, that had some Jimmy Butler kind of stuff.
Jimmy
like
wrote the book.
Where you get to the next level of frustration and you're going, what can I do to piss these guys off to either sign me or get rid of me, trade me?
Take a nap on the sideline.
That'll do it. That. Yep. When they get that shot of you over on the sideline and everybody's got it, like, jeez, he goes, man. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to my teammates, but while they're out there, I'm going to lie down and just look up in the sky.
As long as it's not us.
No, as long as it's not. Hell, oh, my God.
Tell you, as far as we go, the injury thing, you know, Mike keeps saying all these different, using these different terms and stuff. Like, I
day
wonder
to
how
day,
bad
week
some
to
of
week.
These, like, I had to look up what he said for Eichenberg because that one was like, I said, I don't foresee him being an immediate return. I don't foresee it being season long. So I guess that's like somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. That,
Is that more like month to month or week to week? I don't know what they're doing with some of these guys as far as their injuries. They're obviously not going to lead on too much.
Well, they're not going to let us know anything about these guys.
But that's what concerns me, like a guy like Achane, something like that. Like, it just concerns me that it could be more than they
So they said Achane's going to be ready for the first game.
Oh, I know what they said.
They said Austin Jackson's going to be ready at right tackle for the first game.
You buy all that?
If he says that's going to happen, it sounds a lot better than it could be days or it could be weeks. That one scares you.
I just have this weird feeling that some of these are worse than they are. They're letting on to at this point, but who knows?
Well, it's going to be a busy time today, folks. If you like all this stuff, not only here, but all your favorite teams around National Football League, then honestly, today and tomorrow are for you. Today and tomorrow, little trades. There'll be some disgruntled veterans. If they can't work out a deal that will be cut today, they'll have big names, man. They'll be pretty big names and probably got a little something left in the tank. And so all that stuff comes into play today. So does Mike and Chris make some mini trades today? The other guy I've been asked about a ton is Cam Smith. And by Mike's comments, I'm guessing Cam Smith, not that Mike ever says anything bad about any player. He doesn't. But Cam Smith looks like he's in again. And we'll be back. Probably won't start, but we'll be in as one of the five or six cornerbacks that you end up keeping. So if you're looking at positions right now, looks to me like probably a running back, probably an offensive lineman. I saw yesterday some of our writers saying, hey, we don't have much at, if anything, at on the offensive line after the first five guys. I'm guessing Butch Berry likes a couple of those guys, but would not be surprised if they added another guy, especially with the Eichenberg situation being out. He was supposed to be the key backup inside, and he's not there. I think they want to bore him to be the key guy outside in the tackle position, and that was kind of their thoughts for 6 and 7 and obviously hoping their center. That would have been 8, but, boy, with the situation now, I don't know. I don't know. We'll find out. I mean, we're going to see what they start the season with and how much they like the rest of these guys on that offensive line and the cornerback room as well. But would not be surprised to see an extra running back come in now just because you're so banged up. Look, I would have loved to have had those four guys. Probably we're going to keep all four of them if they're all Madison, if they were all healthy and they're not. And Jalen right now is banged up and not looking like he's going to be ready for the first game. So all of a sudden, things kind of get switched around a little bit on you, man. And so that's where you are. We'll get in some more stuff with the team, though. We got the University of Miami Sunday against Notre Dame. We'll be talking about that as well today as we get all set up for the first game of the season. Well, I listen to people talking about Notre Dame and talking about how good they are. Saying, hey, this is not the Notre Dame team that we are heavily favored to get our ass kicked on. Last time they were down here, remember that? And they, wasn't that where they beat Notre Dame and Virginia Tech in back-to-back weeks, pounded them both?
Yeah.
I think it was.
Mark Richt here.
Yeah.
It was 20.
And they got after him defensively. That was Manny Diaz defense, and Manny got after him, man.
Place was rocking at that Notre Dame game, though, man. That was about as good as we've seen in that stadium.
No. Listen, this thing's going to be
– oh, yeah.
If nothing else, this thing is going to be about as live as it's going to be all year, right? The two games coming up, Florida's going to be a maniac game, too. I mean, it's probably have a little extra beer out in the parking lot. And get ready to go.
Seems like one of the it's a night game, so you got all day to drink, right?
Then they start opening the gates a little bit later because of that.
I think for the Canes games they open pretty early, but
I'm not
1,000%. I can get you the opening time if you'd like.
No, I don't care.
So we're starting our pregame show at 3:00. So
3:00.
Yeah, so I know what'll be open for us.
That's a nice long pregame show.
Yeah, man.
You'll be
it's a big game, no?
But you're not going to get liquored up while you're doing the show.
I might. So. I might cruise through the parking lot and see who's out there.
I'm going to be listening. If you start going, uh-oh, he's been drinking a little too much. He's saying things he shouldn't be saying.
Well, I'm going to be with Monroe. You know, he's
Monroe County.
Very popular out there. So
the Monroe County man, no question, being out there, that good-looking son of a gun. I'm living to him. I can't wait just to see him in here just when he starts swiping to see what he's swiping. He's swiping the elite, man.
Quite a life, huh?
Yeah, not bad at all. Hey, I got to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. Speaking of not bad at all, boy, do they got some great-looking SUVs right now. Whether you like the big boys, let's talk about the big boys. Our biggest, most comfortable SUVs you can get is a Tahoe and a Suburban. Man, you cannot go wrong with the amount of space. I know my wife asked me, why are you driving a brand new 2025 Tahoe? What are you doing? You're only one in it. I go, why do you have that much space? I said, I just feel comfortable. I know it doesn't make sense. I just feel comfortable. Hey, kind of the way you feel even when you go to the midsize SUVs, like an all-new Equinox to the electric Equinox, when you look at the convenient driver tech, fantastic look and all the space you and your family will ever need for a midsize SUV. Fully loaded 2025 Traverse, another one of my favorites. I keep saying, I don't know what Chevy and I disagree on this one, but the 2025 Traverse is unbelievable, man. It's got everything. They call it just below a Tahoe, but man, it's got so much room and such a great look. I know you're going to love it. Right over to Silverado Trucks, and all I can tell you right now is we make a Silverado truck absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. Full-time working truck, family truck, combo truck, getting the kids around, we got all the Silverado trucks you need. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now. You know, when I hear Jimmy Buffett and I'm thinking about going down to Isla Mirada or maybe all the way down to the inn, there's one guy that I always think of down there, former head coach, Hall of Famer, former University of Miami coach, and here we are, ironically, on a 53-man cut-down day. Got to get down to 53 today at 4 o'clock. Jimmy Johnson joins us. Coach, how you doing this morning?
Joe, I'm doing great. I'm heading to Little Rock Touchdown Club to speak to their group. They've been asking me for years, and since that's where I went to school at University of Arkansas, I'll get to see a bunch of old teammates. I normally don't do this, but I figured I better get on the plane one last time.
Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you what, that's great. And, you know, I got a chance to talk to you a little bit about this. The new world of getting down to 53, I don't know if you heard Dan Campbell's comments, it's really 69 because so many guys get injured and trying to hold on to as many guys and trying to figure out which veterans to keep, what's the upside of all the young guys. Jimmy used to do it. You didn't have so many people to help you make those decisions.
Yeah, you know, it's really a balancing act. You know, you've got to look at, you know, players that may not be 100% healthy or a player that gets injured. You got to have a who's going to be my backup long snapper. You know, I always started before I got into the offense and defense because, you know, some of them are, you know, slam dunks. You know who you're going to keep. I always started with special teams. I said, okay, you know, who are our special teams key guys that we absolutely have to have? You know, and so because if you're not careful, you'll overlook that phase of it. And so I started with special teams right off the bat, and I would have two or three key guys that we had to have. I mean, outside of the punter and the kickers. And then we'd go into the offense and defense. Okay, this guy, you know, we can count on him, you know, for, you know, every single week. You know, he doesn't get injured. You know, he's never in the training room. So, you know, that's a slam dunk. You know, so we looked at the injured type players and where we had to have some backups. And then we went from there. Of course, everybody's fighting for more players. You know, everybody's saying, hey, I've got to have an extra guy. I got to have an extra guy. But it was a balancing act.
Were you one to like to make many trades before the cut down, the final cut down? If there was somebody else on a team, a guy said, hey, you can have this guy, but I want a draft pick. Would you do that from time to time?
Yeah, without question. Yeah, you know, like I said, you had to look at your quality backups because the key to having success in the NFL is you're going to have injuries.
Yep.
And so, you know, you've got to look at the bottom of your roster. You've got to look at those last five or six players that you know are going to be thrown into the lineup at some time of the year. And so I really concentrated on those, that position, you know, the last five or six bottom of the roster players. And then that's where I would make some trades. And that's where I try to pick up somebody. I might even pick up somebody off of waivers, you know, just to solidify that area at the bottom of the roster. Because, you know, those, like I said, those guys are going to have to play.
So you probably know more of this next one than anybody. This thing with Micah Parsons and Jerry Jones, everybody else, by the way, McLaurin is now signed and they got Trey Hendrickson signed. So the last guy is Micah Parsons and he's a hell of a player. Do they get this worked out? You got a pretty good idea what Jerry's thinking. Does it get worked out before the opener?
I really think, you know, I think it will get worked out. I think they'll end up signing a contract. But you know, I don't know. I don't know Parsons personally. I haven't talked to him, so I don't know what his mindset is. The only thing that Jerry's looking at, hey, the guy's on the books. You know, he's under contract for about $20-something million. He's not going to walk away from $20 million or $25 million, whatever it is. And so we'll play out this contract, and then, hey, then I can franchise him a couple of times. So we've got him for 3 years. Now, you know, the agent and Parsons may say, wait, you know, I want $41 million. And so, you know, they're both trying to bluff each other. But I do not see the scenario where Parsons won't play.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I don't want to overlook this one coming up, Jimmy, and that is Notre Dame coming to town Sunday night, last game of the weekend. Two top-ranked teams. I know you had a chance to spend a little time with UM last time we talked. You're on your way. What do you think of what you saw from that team that Mario has?
They're a big physical football team. I know Mario, you know, he really likes his team. You know, Beck's throwing the ball extremely well. I'll be right there, holler right there with the rest of them because you know how big a fan I am. I'm looking forward to, you know, going to the ball game. You look at Notre Dame, obviously they've got tremendous talent. They've got a great running back. Yeah, but they've got a young quarterback, and so that could give us the edge. And the other thing is, you know, we've had a lot of success with Notre Dame, you know, playing here in Miami. And so hopefully with the experience at quarterback and with playing at home, that's going to give us the edge for the ball game. But it's going to be a great game.
Jimmy, so the other day we were talking, and we were talking about your Notre Dame game where you guys got really screwed on the on a fumble down at the end, and that ended the game. And so the next thing I know, I'm watching TV, the friggin' documentary's on again. And some of your players can't even talk about it. They're so pissed off. They're getting interviewed, and they're at a point where it makes them to this day sick to their stomach. And they've got you fired up on the sideline. Jimmy, I always wonder, you've been involved in those big Notre Dame games. Where does this rank, a Miami-Notre Dame game compared to a Florida or Florida State game?
I think that may be right at the top, even though, we lost. Had we had instant replay back then, we would have won another national championship, undefeated season. And Lou Holtz would have never had a national championship. Now, I don't want to take that away from Lou.
But, it's okay. I'm not a big fan of Lou. Screwy Lou. Yeah.
I would have liked to have had another national championship. And instant replay would have given us that. But there was a Big Ten official that made the call. And I ran into Cleveland Gary here a couple of years ago. And he said, hey, coach, either my knee was down and we were at the one, or it was a touchdown. One of the two. It couldn't be anything other than that, But anyway, it is what it is.
Yeah.
It makes for a lot of conversation.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was a great team. And, sometimes you see those documentaries and just how talented that team you had and those teams that you had were during that time of recruiting and getting it loaded back up and stuff is just amazing. So here we go again Sunday night, man. It's gonna be a blast. Hey, getting back to the teams you like this year, Jimmy, I'm just curious. NFL teams, Eagles still at the top for you going back?
Yeah, I think the Eagles, really Howie Roseman has done such a great job of bringing in talent. I really like them. Their entire roster, they're extremely talented. It's going to be a tough schedule. Washington's coming on. You got a great quarterback. That division will be difficult. I think even the Giants, as bad as they've been for the last so many years, the Giants are going to be a little bit better. But the Rams are going to have an outstanding team. You just don't know about Stafford, how healthy he's going to be all year. Of course, you've got Kansas City and Buffalo. And the other one, Denver now. Sean has done a great job with that Denver football team. So it's going to be interesting.
Boy, it's funny you said that.
Go
ahead, Coach.
Hey, Joe, I got to throw one more in there, too, about Notre Dame. People get on to me about running up the score, the biggest loss Notre Dame's ever had in their history. And we were playing back up the entire second half. They said, you blocked a punt on us. I said, yeah, we blocked a punt on you with backups and only 10 guys on the field. So anyway, I had to throw that one in there.
It is funny. The old days, you used to get blamed. You were one of the originals, like, that friggin' Jimmy Johnson's got that good team. He's running it up. And, people down here used to go, what is he not supposed to play those young, really good kids when they come in and tell them, just take a knee? Of course they're going to play hard. That was kind of the thing, right? It was just the team was loaded.
Oh, yeah. I got into it. We were playing the Jets one time, and they were trying to score. Boomer Esiason, was trying to throw the ball, and we sacked him three or four times at the end of the game, beat him by three or four touchdowns. And so we're going off the field. The head coach comes up to me and says, yeah, what the hell? You're trying to kill my quarterback. I said, well, he was trying to throw the ball, trying to score. If you didn't want to get him hit, tell him to take a knee. If you're going to try to score, I'm going to try to stop you.
Yeah. By the way, Jimmy, nobody talks about somebody beating somebody 51-3 now. It's like, oh, you have to do it if you want to stay ranked at the top, right? It's a different deal now.
I'm going to have to bring up that University of Miami, Arkansas score when I talked to the Arkansas Razorbacks today. We had a pretty good game against them up in there in Little Rock one time, too.
Well, listen, Coach, I really appreciate you coming on this morning. Thanks. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm hoping for a nice win for University of Miami against Notre Dame Sunday night, so thank you.
got to bring them through. We got to make sure that crowd is just going wild. You know, let's help that football team out because we got to start off with a win.
Boy, no question about it. Coach, thank you so much, man. Have a great one.
All right, Joe. Good talking with you.
Always. Thank you. Jimmy Johnson with us this morning talking on his way to speak. I love he gets up in the morning ready to go, has that little coffee in the morning, and listens to the big dumbass here in South Florida. I appreciate that, listening to me, Coach, and being part of our show as always. We've got a lot of stuff going on here to get to here this morning. As well, what a week, huh? Great college football games all weekend, by the way, starting Saturday, and they go all day long. We'll come back, tell you about that. And, of course, it ends with Notre Dame coming down to Hard Rock Stadium to play the Canes and the Miami Dolphins, getting down to 53 today. And then tomorrow we'll be working on that 16-man practice squad, and we'll find out if the Dolphins decide to do some mini trades today. And right now, though, I do want to talk to you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. ED and low T are nothing to mess with. I had them both. Yeah, I'm at that age, man. Well, I'll tell you what, when you're tired all the time and no energy, and I was sitting around watching way too much TV, falling asleep, eating the same amount of food, that's an instant 20, 25-pound gain right there. So I said, I got to do something. Then on top of it, my sex drive was just gone. Wife making excuses for me. I said, man, this is ridiculous. Well, I'm too young for what's going on? So I went to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I got all the testing done. I got all the PSA test, met with their professionals. You have an honest meeting with them about everything going on, and then they put you on a program that's going to get you great results quickly. That's what it's all about, great results, turning back the clock. I like to say turn back the clock 15 or 20 years, how you used to feel. That's the way it can be. By the way, it's going to happen to every man. Every man out there is going to deal with low T and ED. Question is, when it does happen, what are you going to do about it? Anyway, they got 7 locations in South Florida to serve you. Set up that first appointment. It's the most important one. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. Atlantic Men's Clinic works. Your Kohu was brought in and was released. But the biggest surprise, Jason Sanders, not surprise. Didn't kick in that third preseason game, and nobody thought, well, it can't be that bad. Some guys saw him warm up a little bit before the game, but he's going to be out a while. They're saying 4, 5, 6 weeks he's going to be out. I thought it was groin. They're saying hip, whoever broke the story yesterday. He was 37 of 41. He had a great year, 12 50-plus yard field goals. Just unbelievable. And in all those ball games, and you can go back and look at them, whether it's a backup quarterback or starting quarterback, you had a lot of tight ball games, and Jason Sanders had to make some big kicks. And so, that's going to be a big loss. There's a lot of veteran kickers. I don't want to read into it too much, but listen, he is damn good. Damn good. And, then the other story is this. I do know this. There's going to be 5 rookies from this draft class that are either going to start or play a lot of football coming up. They will be playing a lot of football. So for Chris Greer, listen, we talked about it months ago that, hey, with the situation with money and tying up a bunch of high-end guys, there's less money for everybody else, and we're not going to keep spending like they did last year right before the season started, extending contracts, giving out big money to 2 wide receivers, a quarterback, and a cornerback who's not even here. So because of that, they put a lot more into the draft, and it looks like they got some damn good players. If you're going by preseason, now I know it's going to pick up. You're going to be playing against everybody's ones. But they're going to have two defensive tackles. One will start. The other's going to play a lot of football. They got a starting guard, left guard, moved up to get him to 37 in the draft. Got a nickel now who is a cornerback. They moved inside the last couple weeks and love him. And they found out they got a pretty good, hard-running Ollie Gordon Jr., the second. At running back, and really your healthiest guy you have. did not know that three of the four running backs would be injured and not even able to go in the third preseason game. That's where you are. By the way, probably going to have to pick a guy. Let's be honest. Going to have to pick up a running back. There's going to be a lot of them that get released, and you can find one. You can find one. So I don't think anybody's real worried about that at all. So it comes down to this. Do the Miami Dolphins wait for the cuts to be made by everybody? And they've already got a list and a really good idea of they're looking at everybody's roster, and they know who's a little overloaded at certain positions. They're going to have to release guys, these teams, and general managers talk to everybody in the league almost every day. Hey, what do you have? What are you thinking? Hey, if we were interested before you cut them, we might be able to work out a deal. And I call them mini trades before the final cut. So those could come into play today. I think today's a great day in the NFL. Just a really, really fun day. By the way, everybody signed. We're going, well, all these guys were holding out, not happy. What's going to happen? I'll tell you what's going to happen. As Jimmy Johnson just said, those guys making a lot of money that are under contract, they're not leaving. They want a lot more guaranteed money. But you start talking about a guy making 15 to 25, 26 million, and it comes out to a million plus a game, $1.5 million a game. Those guys aren't leaving that on the table. And I know you want more guarantees, and you want to know you got guaranteed money behind you out there playing hard, because it can end at any time. You can get injured. But boy, it gets close to that season. Trey Hendrickson. Hey, I thought Cincinnati got a hell of a deal on him. Added some money to the deal, gave him basically a one-year, $30 million guarantee contract, and said, let's see how you play. And he agreed to it. Guy that's had 17 and a half sacks in back-to-back years. He's got one thing working against him, Father Time. What is he, 31 years old now?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised to see a one-year deal there, weren't you? I know that team's cheap as hell, but
I just think certain guys still appreciate, like, somebody sits down and goes, they just offered me $30 million. And you're sitting there with your wife, and you're going, $30 million? You really haven't been. It took you a long time to make the first 30. You got a chance in 1 year. And if you have a great year, you're going to get a nice big contract. Maybe. Go for it. Let's go for it. $30 million. A lot of people, hey, man, $30 million. You know, if you're not a big spender, you know, and a private plane guy, that $30 million can last a long, long time. Long, long time. All right. I know I'm sounding like an old school guy. I know there's a lot of money out there. Everybody's looking for a $100 million contract. Now I get it. Hey, 7 o'clock hour's coming up. We got a lot more stuff to get to here, man, this morning as we continue on here. And a lot to get to with the Miami Dolphins. We'll talk more about some priority and a lot of guys. Today, even with all the moves, 13 cuts yesterday, there is still a lot of moves to be made. And I know you can bring a lot of these guys back. And, of course, a lot of the practice squads are going to get picked off, man. And one of them is going to be Dan Campbell's Lions team, which is loaded with talent. They're going to lose some dudes. There's no question about that. Hey, I want to tell you about Chapman Partnership. They got great things going on for the homeless down in Dade County. You know, the biggest complaint I hear, oh, the homeless come up at the stop signs and stop lights and are begging for money. I'm just tired of it. Well, listen, Chapman Partnership is really doing their part to help. It's so much more than just having the homeless come over and grab a bite to eat and grab a shower or get a little nap. No, no, no. It's changing lives daily in their community, helping them with all these caring support, wraparound services that they offer. Chapman, and by the way, they have a lot of doctors that donate their time. Can't say enough about those people, mental health doctors and dentists that come in to help the homeless while they're going through this rehabilitation program. It's 3 to 4 months, man. I know they don't tell us this, but I've been down there and gone through the whole thing. 3 to 4 months, the goal is to help them get back to normal, find an apartment, get their families back together, get a job, and get a second chance in life. That's what it's all about. Hey, we're celebrating the 30th anniversary this year and 30 years of hope. For over three decades, Chapman has assisted over 145,000 individuals and families to overcome self-sufficiency. Join me here in 2025 to celebrate and support their mission as it grows. And it's just so many success stories over there. But, hey, you know we have a problem with the homeless. The numbers grow every day. Join me in WQM to show support to one of my favorite charities that's really making a difference in our community. Any level of support is impactful. Let's help support families and individuals overcoming homelessness at Chapman here in 2025. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org. If things are going well with you and you'd like to give, go to chapmanpartnership.org. You can make a big difference. Thank you.